nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Okay. Number one, please.
I think first we want to the goal for AIC, plus 2M.
Right.
By decreasing the N, getting the smaller AIC, which is like better.
That's right. Yeah. Physically, what it says that when you want to make prediction, the goal of physics is to make, not to fit, but to make a prediction. When you have three parameters, then you have to know three parameters very good well in order to go somewhere. When you know need two, then of course you have a little bit more confidence. So higher the number, better is the present fit, local fit, but less robust is the global prediction. So therefore, always work with fewer number of data. And this is why I often like to work with phenomenological model, because first principle models often looks good on paper, but many times it has probably many parameters that you have to optimize. And so it gives you a good fit, but whether it can be used on a different material remains is an interesting question. Least square method is a subset of maximum likelihood approach to data fitting. Either, is this statement correct? This statement is correct, but tell me, what was the condition by which this straight line is a subset? It requires normally distributed around those two points. Exactly right. So, for example, if I have then this, I should project it. All these deviations, I should project it after I subtracted off, and it should be normally distributed after I subtracted off. And this is very important because this is the basis of the least square line fitting, right? What aspect of the distribution function does Coxwick's method emphasize? What was the Coxwick's method? Is this the Coxwick's method? This is the one, right? Mu3. What aspect of it?
So, it gives a region where it should be either variable or log normal.
Right, right.
So, if you change the two parameters of time...
But physically, tell me physically. Math sort of I can understand. What is it trying to do?
Trying to relate sigma and mu3.
The shape of the distribution, right? And trying to be a little bit more sensitive to nuances of the change in the shape. Normal is symmetric on both sides. Then, right, with respect to mu equals 0. And then, as you are going to different distribution, it will be slightly asymmetric one way or other. So that's what it is trying to check for. Yes.
Can I say that it is essentially using after the third moment in order to...
Sort of. So, this is the initial filter. Visual was the number one. This is the second one, before you become sophisticated. So, this is where you start. So, this is, of course, a poor man's way of looking at things. But if it fails over there, then you shouldn't really try too hard to fit other things. Can Emily be used for any distribution function? For example, fish in the river problem. Can I use Emily?
I guess it can be used for any distribution function.
Hmm?
I think only those who have average.
Okay. This is an interesting point, and the thing is, I do not really know the answer. I'm sure for all the distributions which has average, will certainly give a appropriate values. But if it doesn't have any average, I just wonder, because I'm not using average anywhere specific in this distribution. It's a set of multiplication of real values. It is the only thing is that as my subsequent one is coming in, longer and longer time points, whether that causes any problem. It's an interesting thing. Do you like to do this as a homework? No, maybe I give you the homework, because I think it's just a small distribution, right? Just multiply it out and take a derivative. If you are not inclined to take a derivative, then Wolfram Alpha will give you the derivative. So therefore, take a derivative and let me know in the next class what you think about it. How would you change the MLE condition if you had three independent parameters to estimate? Three derivatives. Alpha, beta, gamma. Yes, take three derivatives, three equations, three unknowns. You're done. Does increase in the model parameter increase the chances of passing the chi-square test? Who wants to answer this question? Chi-square, remember? Observed minus the theory minus experiment whole squared, and we are summing them up. Tell me, if you have more model parameters, then will the chances be higher?
The chances,
no,
should be low.
Hmm?
Should be low.
I think yes.
The answer is higher because you can fit the data better.
Yeah, but if we busing, that is, yeah, I was thinking that x squared itself increased. Okay, I read it wrong.
So, no, passing. Yeah. So passing, it will reduce. Yeah. Chi-square value will reduce. Chances of getting it higher. So therefore, you see, if you just relied on chi-square test, which everybody does, right? And say my good data is fit. Yes, but actually, you did not account for the penalty, parameter penalty, which is the AIC test and another test. Takes care of that. Because otherwise, it will always fit chi-square. It can be too good, but not even with regular data. It can be improved. How does the methods are affected by sensor data? This is again an open question. Do you remember what a sensor data is?
I don't think methods will be affected, but once we calculate CDF or PDF, we count for sensor data over there.
That's right.
So once we are doing the fitting, we have modified CDF.
Very good. So the thing is that his answer is that basically it's not explicitly affected once you account for this through this Kaplan-Meier formula, how the data jamming should go. Once you have done that, then everything is fine because you can just multiply the values and all those things. But in general, it's a little bit, the theory is a little bit more, the conclusion is the same, but the theory of this is a little tricky. So we just have to be a little careful that if you have too many sensor data, I'd be a little careful before applying this technique. Let's say you have 10 data points, 6 of them are sensors. Then you want to be a little bit careful because the jumps are just too abrupt, right? If you have 1 or 2, then this is fine. Okay, thank you.